15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, so how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome.
So you're in Farrington Drive. Let's just cut to it.
Yep.
And you're the drummer.
Yep. I am the drummer, percussionist, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. So how would you describe your music? Because, I mean, just say, like, I don't know. I mean, if we're really cutting to, like, the meat of it, like, how do you describe it, you know?
Okay, we are punk-rooted, so, like, it's mostly punk music, but I would like to say that, like, we have, like, a little bit of, like, Touche, like, melodic hardcore influence. Yeah. We also have, like, kind of like a southern rock influence as well. So, it's, we've got, like, a little blend going on in the whole thing. So, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's a modern day punk rock, I feel like, per se, compared to like a past day punk rock, but that's the gist, I think.
Okay, and where's the band, like, technically based out of?
We are all based out of Evansville.
That's what I thought.
Our vocalist grew up in Michigan, but moved to Evansville before high school, so, but yeah, we're all based out of here, so that's the only different one.
All right, so do you, does your, like, writing go past the drums? Do you, like, write, like, I don't know.
I mean, I've helped write some lyrics before.
Yeah.
Because I have done, like, my own, like, projects in the past, just little fun things. And I've been, like, the lyricist behind it, just because I like writing, and I go to college for writing, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just what I've always liked to do. So, I don't write most of the stuff, but I have written, like, lines and stuff before for, like, a couple of the songs.
Do you guys work on songs together?
Yeah, we usually...
Like, work on the lyrics together?
Sometimes. Jared will oftentimes, if he's, like, just stuck on something, he'll, like, come to all of us and just be like, what do you guys think about this? And, but, like, if he wants, like, help or something, he'll, like, ask me just, like, what I think of the lines sometimes. It depends.
Okay. So it's collaborative. There's, like, you know, feedback and shit.
Yeah, that's how you have to do it in order to, like, get, like, a real response on your music between your members.
Because
otherwise we won't all be happy with it, you know?
Exactly. You won't all be into it.
And that's important.
You can't have that, yeah.
Because in order to, like, fully get into it live, you got to enjoy it at least a little bit, you know what I mean?
Right. So. Sometimes someone else will be playing a part, and you'll think, man, that's not how I would do it. But you just got to think, that's not me doing it. So,
I mean,
that makes sense.
I mean, shit, I'm a drummer. I don't get how the fuck anybody else does their shit, but I would, whatever. It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I've played drums a little bit. I'm not a drummer though, like at heart, but I can do it. Like,
yeah.
I can keep up, but I'm just not doing anything past that, like that.
It's the only instrument I've ever played was drums.
Yeah.
And percussion in general.
I see.
Since like third grade.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Marching band and all that shit.
Oh yeah.
I did it all.
So you've got like a kind of a like palette of shit like you have.
I've learned a couple of different ways in the world of drumming. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome, man.
It's cool. I like it.
So, okay, I guess we could get technical. What's your brand? Like, what do you play? What drums do you play?
I play OCDP, which is Orange County Drummer Percussion.
Okay.
I have DW pedals.
Oh, okay.
And I use Evans heads. I don't know. I use a variety of cymbals at the moment because I can't pay for like all of the same brand. the cymbal I want. So, but
that works though.
It works.
Yeah.
None of them are shitty stock cymbals. They're all pretty decent. So I'm happy with my life. That's what matters.
That's cool. That is what matters. That you're like happy with what you're playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that will influence your playing.
Of course.
Because if you have like a new, I don't know, it's like when you have something new, it's like fresh and you, I don't know, it like kickstarts you a little bit. I don't know. It's like I don't know what to equate it to for people who are not musicians. I don't know. Yeah. There's not anything, because, I don't know. It's not anything else that makes sense.
Yeah,
fair enough. So, you guys have any shows coming up?
We don't have any shows currently planned at the moment, except for the Mesker Festival, which we're playing. Okay. I can't remember the date of that, but...
May 28th, I think, right?
May 28th? Yeah.
That's Saturday, I think. Yeah. That's going to be...
it's going to be a fun time. Yeah. We're going to be on the punk stage, the punk hardcore stage, whatever it is, and it's going to be pretty fucking hype.
That's awesome.
We're going to be playing in like 2 or 3 new songs. It's going to be a good time.
That's great. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But that whole fucking day is going to be fun. I'm going to be there that whole day just like hanging out.
Just drinking and watching bands all day long.
I don't even like to drink that much, but I'll probably have a few beers.
Like, yeah, for the experience. Like,
just, you know. Yeah.
Just for the experience.
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't know, going to shit like that is pretty fun, man. Especially when it's got all this independent, like, spirit behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this kind of community thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. There's a lot of out-of-town bands coming in.
Yeah, it's true, which is really pretty cool. That'll bring in, hopefully, people from out-of-town as well.
Yeah.
We gotta hope for the best.
Oh, man. Did you see the thing on 44 News about it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing about that. It's like a whole report.
Really?
About it, yeah. Anyway. Cool. Yeah, it is. It's like got some well-deserved attention, you know.
But
so you guys don't have any shows exactly lined out.
No.
Except for that. But are you recording anything? Is that happening?
We took time off a few weeks ago to go down to Nashville to record. Okay. We took 4 days to record 2 songs, which is plenty of time to do it.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do it that way. That way we could get them done the way we wanted to. And we're really, really fucking happy with the comeback on them.
Really?
Yeah, they're sounding really good. So we don't really have any more shows going on because we're trying to like figure out, because we're trying to make another trip down to Nashville again in like a month or two to record the other 3 songs for our 5-track EP that we want to release.
Okay.
And we're fucking with like a few new songs to try to figure out which songs we actually want to like put on the final like thing. Because these first two we wrote, we want to put on the final thing. It's just, we have like 8 songs or 9 songs now, I think. And there's a few in there that we aren't like as sure about, and we're going to
weed them out.
Yeah,
for the recording at least.
Yeah, for the recording at least. We'll probably still play a few of them live, but you know.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You like bring songs back sometimes in bands like you haven't played in like a year, and then you'll play it again for no reason. It's just like you're in the right moment to play it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
I agree. And we haven't even been a band for a full year yet, which is crazy.
Really? How long have you been a band?
We formed technically in July. But in July it was me and Jared had left or the previous band that we were in. Dalton was also in. But we left and did like an acoustic thing for a minute, and I was playing like acoustic type drums, and he was, you know, acoustic and singing. And then we ended up getting a full electric band probably around like late August. And then we put a house show. That was like the first time that anybody really heard of us. Like that was whenever we like actually started we made a Twitter, I think, like in like September or some shit, just to promote that we were playing a house show with Church Tongue and this band called Mouth of the South. I think they changed their name now to something else, but I don't keep up with them, so I'm sorry. But but like after that was when we kind of became a band, I guess, like around that time. So like September, October is when we really became a band.
That's awesome that you guys have like so many songs in that amount of time.
Three of us have been playing. Me, Dalton, and Jared have been playing together. Me and Dalton have been playing together the longest. We've been playing since I was a freshman in high school, which was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
Me and Jared started playing when I was a junior in high school.
So then you guys are like totally in sync. Like.
Yeah.
You just, yeah. That happens when you play with someone for a long time. Our guitarist
Elijah is really good too, and he's in sync with us, and I like him. He's a good member of the band too. But the history is farther back with the other two is what I was getting at. Like, I've been playing with the other two for a while, so.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
that kind of happens, man. People go in and out of bands and, like, you know what I mean? It's,
you got to find the right sound that you want to be in.
Right, yeah. And certain people fit certain, like, roles. Yeah. You know? It's kind of a weird, like, musical chairs that you're playing in a music, in like a, you know, the music community of any, of a given, like, place, like Evansville.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of circles and they just kind of intersect.
Right.
It's crazy. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm overanalyzing it, but.
No, that's okay. We can do that. It's the space program, right?
Right, it is. So. So you're going to release the five tracks is the idea?
The idea is we're going as an EP, release it this fall. Like early fall is the idea we're going for, because I feel like a lot of the songs are fall type. We may or may not release a song in the summer. We don't know.
Yeah.
We haven't decided yet on that. We'll figure it out. But until then, we're just trying to get our name out and play some shows and stuff in the summer and hopefully get out of Evansville for a little bit and go other places. And
yeah, that's a good idea.
So that's the idea, the goal at least.
Yeah. Just to play a few shows and just to get that much exposure, you know, in another place. Even without, like, recordings, you don't necessarily need them just to play shows.
Exactly.
So just sell stickers or some shit. I don't know.
Dude, yeah, we're eventually going to do that, but we can't do that yet. We want to make sure we have music before we have, like, merchandise type deals.
Yeah.
Because that's, like,
you could just give shit away. That's something you could do.
We might just do some, like, cheap-ass little stickers or something that just have, like, our name on them and, like, something funny or whatever. I don't know.
That's always, I mean, I've always seen that shit as, like, a cool, like, novelty. I've bought shit like that.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've bought shit like that plenty of times.
It'd be funny. I don't know. I'd want something funny if we could just made a sticker.
You guys are pretty funny.
We do stupid shit. We do a lot of dumb shit. I can't lie.
You guys are funny on Twitter.
Did you see our tweet last night?
I don't know.
Oh, God. It was something that I said whenever we were smoking together. It was funny as fuck. So Jared tweeted it. I can't remember what it is because I don't have my phone on me.
Oh.
But it was funny. What was it? Oh, it was like, it's not about how he treats you, girl. It's about his fit. Or it's fuck how he treats you. It's about his fit, the fit or something.
Yeah, it was funny as shit. I remember that.
We don't tweet very often. We're not very active on the band Twitter, but we kind of like it that way.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a lot to talk about all the time.
Right.
So we don't feel like we need to.
Right.
Because we don't want to be like that annoying like band. It's just like 24/7 whenever you're like, you know what I mean? Because there's like some bands and ones that just tweet every day.
Yeah, they do.
But like they have no following or anything or like that, or they like, they don't. I don't know. It's kind of weird. If you don't like have something to talk about, then don't talk. Like, that's how I feel for like my personal Twitter too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know what I mean?
You should at least be trying.
Like, I don't tweet much on my personal Twitter anymore because I don't have a lot to say. Yeah. So. It's like,
there's got to be some kind of, I don't know. There's got to be something at least like that I can like grasp that could be funny about it.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, there's got to be something where it's like, okay, I understand why that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it didn't make me laugh, but like I get it.
Yeah, but it has to have, at least
it's got
to
have something.
At least have some comic to it.
Yeah.
I feel.
It's almost got to be like, there's got to be some kind of like semblance of art in your language, like otherwise that's not for you. Like,
fuck.
Well, I'm really looking forward to fucking Mesker Fest. It's gonna be the fucking shit, dude. I just keep thinking about it, like, man, all these fucking bands. Right. I'm not gonna be able to see all the bands I want to see because so much is going on at one time. I'm going to have to, like, skip around.
Right.
Wrist work. I'm gonna try to be there for their set.
Forrest Gumption's cool. And so is Bob Getz.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I like them.
Yeah.
I got a Forrest Gumption sticker on my Mac.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have his cup.
You know, sipping to a bigger. Dude, I keep my change in one of those. The Styrofoam cup.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I was at that show. A bunch of people left. I was upset.
I know.
I had to leave, too, sadly. Towards the end of their set. They probably had like two or three more songs left, but I was I'm sorry. They were like, you guys are leaving. They're like, that's so cool. And I was like, I have to. I'm sorry. They're like, well, grab some merch so you remember our names. And I was like, bet. Fuck yeah. cup and stickers and shit. Hell yeah. I was double cupping it.
Dude, that they were fucking awesome, man. And they still are. They just released a new song.
Did they?
Yeah. As Wrist Work.
Oh, nice.
And it's really fucking funny. Like, all their shit's so funny. It's, like, good. It's, like, their jokes are really, like, they hit.
They're really fucking clever.
Yeah, their punchlines are, like, right, like, spot on.
They're clever like Tyler.
Yeah, the Creator. I've said that, yeah. That it's kind of like that. It's, like, Odd Future-ish.
Yeah, but they think, like, similar vibe. It's not the same.
They have their own thing, but yeah. It's, like, Odd Future-ish.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, I like Odd Future, yeah, exactly. too. So that, yeah.
Exactly.
In general. And I like Frank Ocean. I actually played Crack Rock at PG last night at the fucking experimental open mic night.
Right. Did you, like, do acoustic with it? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it was acoustic, yeah. Nice. Just playing chords and singing it.
Right, that's cool.
I did an original and then I did that. And it went pretty well. But it was like... I know no one has heard that fucking song in a bar around here, you know. That's just so out of left field for this area, you know.
Yeah. Do people respond to it okay? Or?
I guess, like, they clapped after I played. I mean, but they clapped after everybody's shit. That's what you do. It's like a community thing, you know. So, I don't know. It was cool.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I understand. I had a bonfire last night. That's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. Perfect night for it, too.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't too cold really nice. Yeah. I was wearing shorts and, like, a t-shirt, and I was fine next to that fire.
It's badass,
just drinking beer and smoking cigarettes and weed. It's whatever.
Let's see, you've been playing drums since, you said, third grade?
Yeah.
You were fucking eight, man.
Dude, I didn't get a drum set until I was in, like, I think I got it for, like, fifth grade graduation is when my parents got me a drum set.
You were 10? You were, like, 10 or 11?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Because you go in, like, because sixth grade you turn 12, right? Or is that?
Sixth grade, maybe.
Hold up. Yeah. Because I was 15 in freshman year, okay? So it's back up. 15 freshman year, so it's 14. So I was 12 when I was a 6th grader. So I was 11 when I got a drum set, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 11.
Yeah.
That's still pretty fucking early, man.
Well, like, my brother... Cool. I played on drum set because my brother had one.
Oh, okay.
I would just play on his. And, like, I just started kind of, like, actually, like, finding, like, a thing for it in 3rd grade. And I just kind of, like, had, like, a natural rhythm. I didn't know what I was doing, but I could, like, make beats.
Kind of. I get what you're saying.
And, like, I would just, like, watch him and, like... practice in my room on, like, my bed with, like, drumsticks and shit. Just, like, hit my, like, my mattress and shit and do things or whatever. I did that for a long time until I actually got my own kit. And it was cool. I love it. I love drumming. It sucks because my kit's over at my guitarist's house because that's where we practice, and I don't get to play on it, like, every day anymore. So it's hard for me. I think I still have, like, my original old drum set, like, in my attic at my parents' house. I need to figure that out, but... That probably would sound like dick anyways.
Yeah, when you leave shit for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to, like, buy, like, all new heads for it and everything. That wouldn't be worth it.
No problem?
Like, people walking by.
Yeah,
you can probably see the shadow, like, on the wall. But, man, I really like that there's, like, this independent spirit, like, kind of awakening in Evansville, it seems like.
Yeah, dude.
There are a few places around town that have...
There's, like, a lot of things that are starting to come up.
Really good music.
The past, the music scene was really popular in Evansville. Like, the hardcore and, like, rock and roll type scene, I feel like it was really popular, like, what, when I was in sixth grade and, like, through, like, okay, so, like, I guess from, like, third grade through, like... I didn't go to shows until I was in, like, sixth grade or so. But, like, from, like, my third grade year until, like, eighth grade, freshman year, Boney June's and Evansville was, like, popping super hard. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was, like, they had major label bands coming in all the time, like, from Rise Records and, like...
They did.
Like, all the...
Victory Records.
Victory Records. They had,
fucking...
All the... They had a shit ton of big bands all the time.
Yeah, they did.
And that was crazy. It's just because they had the money, because so many people wanted to come out to shows all the time, because, like, I don't know, everybody at the time, it just, they wanted to go. Like, yeah. I would go, I remember being a sixth grader going and seeing, like, people, like, wearing, like, football t-shirts and shit. Like, looking like they just got out of, like, football practice coming to, like, watch a hardcore band play. That's like, it awesome. Felt like you didn't really see that often anymore. But, in like, Evansville, back in the day, you saw that.
Yeah,
like,
then.
It was cool. And I, like, I remember seeing cool. that. I was like, what the hell? I was like, I'm over here wearing, like, a band tee. And, like, you're, like, you just got out of practice. Like, that's cool as fuck. Like, I don't know. Like, that sounds, like, so, like, stereotyping, but, like, I'm not trying to be. It's just, like, you feel like you don't see that. And so,
right.
I don't know. But now, and so, like, now it's just, like, not as many people get out and go to see bands anymore. And I don't, there's a lot, and it's weird because there's a come up of music in Evansville right now. Like, there's so many bands growing up here. And, like, they all have potential to do something. It's, like,
right.
I don't, like, there's no bands in Evansville that I've actually heard recently where I'm, like, they're not a band. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cause I've seen, right. like, back in the day, I would see occasional acts and I'd be like, they're just jamming. Like, they're a joke. You know what I mean? But, like,
yeah.
these days, like, I feel like any show that I've gone to, I've been like, these are all, like, legit people. Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that Evansville's got a lot of good stuff and people need to start paying attention more instead of worrying about the stupid shit, like, Luke Bryan concerts. And
oh, my God, dude.
Support the smaller places that have the cooler people and it's a closer right. environment. And it's a completely different feel.
It's more better. Intimate, man. It's like you're actually, like, close to the mm-hmm. person performing. You're, like, on their level, you know? I don't know.
Dude, fucking intimacy is so important in music. Like, if you can get, like, up close and right. shit, like, that's one of the coolest things ever. Mm-hmm. Like, festivals are starting to do that now. Like if they give you, like, two festivals and they'll have, like, VIP, like, tickets. And mm-hmm. on those, like, you'll get to, like, they'll have, like, two or three, like, closed-off shows for only those people that buy those tickets. And they're, like, super, like, small, low-key. It's, like, super, like, close-up to the band type shows.
Wow.
Like, Wrecking Ball Fest in Atlanta. It's in August. It's, like, a punk hardcore festival. Mm-hmm. Fucking ridiculous lineup. You got to check it out if you haven't. I'm going. Yeah. It's going to be stupid. But, like, they have, like, their VIP passes, and you get, like, a t-shirt and, like, a bunch of bundles and shit. I don't care about all that stuff, but you get, like, the passes to see, like, the fucking, like, low-key shows. Like, there's, like, two shows every night. It's a two-night festival, but there's, like, two low-key shows each night on, like, two different stages at different times. And they're, like, super, like, small. And it's gonna be...
That's awesome.
That sounds dope. I would want to see those because I feel like those would just be so much cooler.
Yeah.
Like, people, I read articles last year, Tidal Fight played one of the low-key shows at the festival.
Really?
And, like, people were saying it's one of the craziest shows they ever saw in their entire life. Like, I read articles, and it was still being talked about, like, this past, like, year whenever, like, they announced the new lineup. People were like, remember that Tidal Fight show last year? And I was like, God damn it, I wish I would have known about this shit.
Have you ever listened to The Number 12 Looks Like You?
To who?
The Number 12 Looks Like You?
No.
Fucking, like, grindy. I don't know what to call them. It's kind of metal, and it's kind of grindy, and it's... just really, like, there's two dudes just screaming their fucking lungs out, like, high-pitched, and then they go, like, into growls sometimes, and it's, like, really, but it's, like, the guitars are just fucking phenomenal. Right. It's really good. I like it. Like, it's just weird. Anyway, that band came to Owensboro, and I was, like, a big fan, and then it was, like, 10 miles from where I grew up.
Right.
So I was like, I'm gonna fucking go there. Like,
right.
They're in the, they like came to the town I was born in. So it's like, I gotta fucking go there. And the fucking, it was an intimate show. That's right. Why I brought it up. And the bass player, like, fucking, like, kicked me. I was in the front row and the bass player, like, fucking kicked me and then, like, pushed back and kept playing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he kicked That's me in awesome. The chest. It was awesome. It was like, what the fuck? I've never had
I felt
that
honored.
Yeah, right? I did. It was like, boom. It didn't hurt. It was just like, it's kind of like a thud. Like, he was just like nudging me more than anything.
Right.
But it was just...
He was trying to make you move, bro.
People don't do that. Like,
exactly.
You know? And it was cool, though.
I saw Under Oath at Rockettown on Monday. Really? It was sold out, and it was stupid, dude. So many people at fucking Rockettown. But, like, Rockettown's on bullshit, and they have that rule about no stage diving or shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like an all ages venue, and it's about the safety of the people. But, like, no other venue really does that shit. That's right. Bullcrap. Like,
right.
And so, like, Under Oath got real mad about it, and they, like, during their, like, encore song, they just, like, challenged, like, at least they're like, but if we can't get 50 people on the stage within the first minute of this song, they're like, that's insane. They're like, first 50 people gets free merch. And then the drummer clicked off the last song, and then they just played an encore song, which was heavy as shit. me and one of my friends were just in the pit. We were just living it up. I was so sweaty. But, like, that stage got rushed, man. Really? Like, and so much stage diving was happening and shit. And, like, there was only, like, 6 security guards, and there was, like, 1,400, like, people at that show. Like, yeah, we were going to win. Like, what? Like, it was crazy.
And they were, like, jamming?
Yeah. Well, they were just playing their last song. It was, like, everybody was on stage with them while they were playing. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
There's videos on YouTube, I think.
That's crazy. Well, you would have to take videos of that, you know?
I was too busy living in the moment, man. I wasn't.
That's crazy.
I wasn't filming on my phone. I wasn't being that guy.
Yeah. But you were like, other dudes are going to be that
guy. I was like
guy.
Swinging I'm my hands and shit. I was like, the music is good. they're crazy. I'm getting an Under Oath tattoo soon, so. But yeah. I had to see them because this is like a legendary tour. They haven't toured in like 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Hardcore bands and like that whole era, that scene era. There's some cool shit in there, man. That's where Number 12 Looks Like You kind of came in, like, during that time period. Like, between The Buried and Me.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking, oh, man. Black Dahlia Murder is pretty fucking decent.
I never fucked with them, but I had friends that fucked with them. I never, like, didn't like them. I was just like, eh.
Dude, it's not bad. If you like that kind of, I mean,
I listened to Job for a Cowboy for a little bit, though, so, like, fuck me.
Not bad.
I don't even, like,
I'm not, like, a huge
fan. I feel
like
I don't even fuck with, like, metalcore that much anymore, though. Like, yeah. I'm mostly just, like, punk-rooted. Like, punk hardcore is my favorite, I feel like. Like, Single Mothers and Touche More and, like, Touche More. Touche More is my all-time favorite, man.
Touche More's cool.
Dude, they're...
I like
awesome.
Lot of Spew a lot, man.
Dude, I enjoy a lot of Spew. I enjoy that poetic shit.
Yeah.
That's one of Jared's all-time favorite bands.
Lot of Spew's the shit, man. I saw them with Thursday and the Fall of Troy.
Dude, the Fall of Troy.
Dude,
but that was
bands.
Crazy.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
God,
the Fall of Troy, like...
Dude, they're so insane.
They
I love
didn't
them.
Even... They played FCP Remix. I think they played it as an encore. Because they didn't want to play it as part of their regular set.
Were they playing the Doppelganger album?
This was later. This was, like, right before that third album came out.
Right, okay.
It was after Manipulator, even.
Okay.
Manipulator was pretty good.
Yeah. I fuck with all of their albums. I listen to Doppelganger the most, because I'm stereotypical about it, I guess.
Dude, that one's a great one.
It's,
yeah.
It's just my favorite, though.
It's a great one.
It's the only one I have on my
it's a great
computer,
record.
So I think that's why.
But they played a few songs from it, and then they played a
like
few
that,
Manipulator songs.
My name is Johnny Trent, or what Johnny Trent said, whatever the name of that song is. That song is legit. That's crazy. It's got all sorts of fucking weird time movements in it. I think that song has the weird time signature changes. I can't remember. Most of their songs do, but...
Yeah, they have something, like, yeah.
They always have, like, that vibe switch or some shit.
Yeah. They're fucking good, man. I really like Fall of Troy. But Thursday as well, that same show. All that, and then I, like, it opened with Lot of Spew, and that guy, the lead singer, is just a fucking powerhouse live.
I still have never seen them live, sadly.
They're really good. They never come really close. I think they've come to Nashville. That's as close as they come.
There's a band from Evansville that's like kind of like Lot of Spew type. Like,
really?
They've like, got like hard-based shit with like... poetry. They're called like from Dust to Dawn or some shit like that. Or I don't know. They played the show here a few weeks ago with There was a show here a few weeks ago with Pocket Science was like the headliner.
Oh, yeah.
And they played that show. I can't remember their name, but they're pretty good. They headlined it, even though they're a local band. I think they headlined it because the other bands had to like leave and go somewhere or some shit.
Yeah.
But they were kind of like Lot of Spew type, and that was cool.
Yeah. Lot of Spew. Fucking badass. If you don't know what we're talking about, check them the fuck out.
Right.
L-A space dispute. They're fucking beautiful.
If you can't spell dispute, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm not going to spell it.
I refuse to spell it.
Fuck you. If you don't know how to spell dispute, you probably aren't going to like Lot of Spew.
Right. I feel like they use big words.
They'll make you think. Yeah. And you probably don't want to think if you don't know. I could understand. I don't know if I can understand someone not knowing how to spell dispute. Unless they spelled it D-E-S.
But it's dis. Dispute. It's not dispute. Like, whatever.
You're right.
Whatever. It's cool.
I mean, it is. Yeah.
People do things wrong all the time.
They
do things wrong.
They're not.
I fuck up daily. It's cool. Can't be mad.
Me too. Man. That's really the whole thing. Like, We talked about it earlier. I've recorded a few podcasts today, and I talked earlier to someone about, like, why did you get into music? Like, why did you, like, start playing music? Was it, did you have, like, girls in mind? Was it, like,
No. A
biological thing? And to an extent, for me, it was, but, I mean, then I, like, found that I was actually okay at it, like, or good enough that I could keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, maybe it's biological. I think I just get, like, the passion for music from my mom, because my mom played piano growing up.
Okay.
But I play, like, I mean, I'm just percussion. My brother, like, he fiddles around on, like, banjos and guitars and stuff these days. Like, he drums still, but, like, he cares more about, like, those instruments than he does. He's in kind of like a, he's in China right now teaching.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he graduated college and he did that. But he's got, like, a folk indie band in Bloomington where he lives whenever he comes back.
That's cool.
But, so that's what he's doing. But I don't know, because, like, my mom's the only one that did music growing up, and, like, both sides of my family, my mom is the only one that did any music, so I'd have to get it from her.
Yeah.
But she only did piano. My grandma played, like, all the string instruments. Like, she did orchestra and just, like, learned how to play, like, all of them. So I don't know. I guess my mom saw the fact we had musical strengths, but I've just always had rhythm. Nice. So I don't know.
I think that's what... I don't know. I feel like there are
I really enjoy music too. I don't know.
I don't have that rhythm.
I get like a, I don't know. You just sometimes whenever you play music, you just get like that feeling that you can't get from anything else. And like,
right.
And some people don't get that, but like they can get that feeling with like sports or some shit or like art or whatever. You know, whatever the fuck their like thing is. But like for me, like perfecting that song on drums is like just like that nut. It's like right. that. Oh
yeah. When you like, get every transition,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's about. That's what drums is about for me, is, like, nailing all the transitions. Because in the middle, it can, like, kind of fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever it's changing to another part and the rest of the band is going to do something different, you have to do something different.
Exactly.
You know? There's, like, I don't know. That's putting it in, like, really simple terms. It's obviously
And, like, timing depends on the complicated. Drums. Which like... We can't fuck up and just, like, stop playing or something. Like, sometimes guitars can get away with, like, not playing for a second.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the drums stop playing and it's, like, things are weird. Like, there's a big, big ass difference, I feel like.
Yeah.
In the room.
Yeah. Bass is like that, too.
Right.
I mean, there is quite a difference.
There is quite a difference, but I feel like it's not
as much. It's not as much. I mean, obviously, it's definitely not as much. But if bass just goes out... And it's been jamming for a while.
Yeah, you'll notice. It. Like, exactly.
It's like, where's that fucking low end, man?
I noticed your bass because you're like always just like doing your own like thing. You're going all up and down doing shits. You're getting groovy.
Well, yeah, I'm just like keeping up with the. I mean, Mike and Travis are fucking badass guitar players.
Which one's the singer?
We all kind of share singing. Like really,
the curly on our last older CD. One.
Yeah, Mike. Probably Mike does the most singing, but not by much. It's like,
I think is Mike the curly-haired, short curly-haired type dude, the oldest looking one.
No, he's taller. Mike is taller. Travis is probably my height.
Whichever one played on stage left at the Pineapple Project the most.
Left, like you're looking at him left.
Like you're looking. Like if I'm standing here, I'm looking at him. He's to the right. He's stage left.
Stage left is okay. Right.
Stage left is crowd right.
Right, right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that would be Mike. And then, so Mike probably does most of the singing, if anyone does.
He looks like he likes to party.
He's cool as fuck, man. I actually counted it up on our last EP, on like the new EP. He sings the equivalent of two songs. I sing the equivalent of like one and a half. Travis sings the equivalent of like one. And then Sean sings a half. So it's like, Sean's the drummer.
Yeah.
So it's like, but everyone kind of sings behind certain parts too.
Yeah.
Like harmonies and shit. I sing harmonies like during most of it. So it's kind of.
I can't hum a tune jack shit. So whenever it comes down to like other vocals happening in my band's music, it relies on the other guitarists.
Yeah.
Because I cannot. carry a tune. And I also, yeah. I could yell things into a mic while drumming, but I just don't want that. I don't want that to tie me down. I want the freedom to just, like, move around in my kit. Because I don't get to, like, walk around on stage anyways, you know what I mean? Yeah. So at least let me, like, move my body around.
Right.
Don't tie me behind a mic.
Right.
So.
I know what you mean. Yeah. But I just always kind of sing harmony. I don't know. I just like doing it.
Right.
It's like, I can do it. I mean, I can definitely do it on some parts, like, usually, you know, I can figure out some way to do harmony. Like, and it's not like the focal point, but it just kind of like sits behind what the lead singer's doing. So, I don't know. It's fun to do.
I get that.
But then I'm not playing like anything extremely. If I'm playing something pretty technical for me, then I'm probably not singing.
Exactly.
You know, it depends on what it is.
I feel that way too.
Especially until I get it like second nature. It can't be a song I'm learning if I'm singing it. I have to know it.
Before, like, yeah.
Muscle memory. You gotta fucking know it and then you can sing it.
I'm always like practicing my band's like songs by myself.
That's good. That's like, a fucking good
I know them by memory. Without the other like music in there. And that's what matters.
Don't even need scratch tracks.
No.
If you wanted to, you could just...
Whenever I recorded the other songs, I didn't... Well, one of them, I think I used scratch tracks. But that's just because we did them without really, like, thinking about me needing them.
Yeah.
But then, like, on one of the other songs, like, I think there was, like, a screw-up or something on the scratch tracks. And I was just like, yeah, I don't need them. Just let me do it without them. And then I nailed it.
Like, that's awesome.
I think two takes? One or two takes. Two takes.
That's awesome,
man. But that was cool. I liked it. Good-ass time.
Yeah. Recording is always a fun time, man. Going through it, sometimes there's a little pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But then after you get it done and you do a good job, it's, like, it's so rewarding to listen to it.
I agree.
Afterwards, like, even if no one else really hears it, it's still, like, you hear it. Like, you enjoy it because you...
I love listening to the stuff I've recorded. It's like fun. Not because it's not, you know, I'm not like in love with myself or some shit. It's just like I love listening to it and seeing like how it actually sounds
right
whenever I'm not behind it, you know what I mean?
You're not, yeah, you can listen to it without performing it at that
which
point.
Which is really nice.
And it's cool. Perfect.
And it gives you a better like horizon to like actually listen to it.
Yeah. It's badass. I'm a pretty big fan of the process. That's what you have to be. You have to like the process of recording.
I love recording.
And
you change up so many things. Like, I changed up quite a few drum things whenever I was in the studio, just because I'd listen to the track and be like, I don't want to do this part here anymore.
Put me in here. Punch me in right here
right.
at the beginning of the verse. And then you go in there, you fucking do what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's like... Man, that is fun, like, when you have the time to do that. And
right.
You're just in the zone.
Dude, the studio I went to was so fucking cool. Like, it was so, like, really? Pretty inside. It was, like, an old home, like, an old house.
That's cool.
But it was, like, oh, it was so, they had, like, the live room was so dope. I loved
That's
it.
That's awesome.
It was a good-ass time.
But, that's great.
Yeah.
Man, I fucking love whenever you, whenever you're recording the scratch tracks, I've found it's fun. Because it's like the most, I don't know, it's like you have to get it right.
There's, right.
If you fuck up your part, then the next time, whenever you overdub your part alone, it's going to be, you're one step behind, basically.
Pretty much.
I've always thought about that from playing like bass. So I'm always like so worried I'm going to fuck up real big and have to drop out at some point and then come back in. But it never happens. I always get through it, but... It's fucking.
Do you guys wait when you guys record? Do you record like all together?
Or you record the first time.
First time you guys all recorded like a room together
with the drums. We have everyone there when we record the drums.
Okay.
And then after the drums, it always ends up being me after the drums.
Yeah.
And then it's guitars,
of course,
and then vocals.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like a lot of bands do the drums, then the guitar, then the bass.
No, I've always done bass and the guitar in like all the like studios that I've gone to.
It's I like it because I like just like because I have the scratch
I like doing
guitar.
Drums first because I get it out of the way and then I'm fucking good.
Guitar there anyway, so true. I have the guitar if it's good, and usually one of the two of them is good at least, or if not both. like one of the two of the guitar players. It's so much fun because you're just like, you hear an isolated version of what you've been practicing.
Right.
And then after you record the scratch track, it's there. It's like solidified as that structure. Yeah. And then you just go back over that shit and record it better.
Right.
Do exactly. It better.
Fuck it.
And then you sing on it, and then that's it. That's the fucking
recording. And then yeah. You get it, and then you're like, fuck yeah.
That's the kit and caboodle right there.
The kit and caboodle. I'll tell you what, folks.
It's a fun hobby, but I think for me it's more than a hobby. It's like, it's what I concentrate on. I'm
trying to make it
on.
A job.
Yeah.
I want to tour for a living.
But it's my like second job in my head. Like,
it's I want it to be my only job, but we're working on it at least.
Yeah.
But
I'm in a spot right now where I can work on it, where I have the time and I have like, yeah,
that's
I'm just
important.
In a good spot. Yeah. I'm in like a pretty good spot work wise and everything where I can just kind of ease on through and do music a lot as well.
Hell yeah. I love
it. It's fun.
If I have to have a job, I just want to make sure I can do the music that I want to be able to do. Right. Which I can do with the job I have right now, but I mean, like I said, I just wanted it to be like my only job eventually.
Yeah, me too. I don't know if that'll happen. I hope so.
Same. I really hope so.
I really fucking hope so. Anyway, so no, it's fun to do, man. It's like I try to explain it like whenever you're playing and whenever you're jamming, that's like the best. Whenever you're like starting to get that chemistry in a band and you're jamming, and then everyone changes at the same time and does the same thing. Like,
you just all have that connection. And you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a triumphant like moment. But that's the best, man.
Yeah. Like, you all, like, no one really does, like, acts on it, but, like, you all just, like, have that feel. And you're all just like, fuck yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You all just, like, keep going.
Yeah, you just don't miss it and keep fucking jamming.
I love it.
That's great. That's always, like, the best.
I try to jam with people just randomly to, like, keep things, like, fresh in my brain. Like,
that's
I like
idea.
Working with us random musicians and just... Like, I jam with people, like, friends from my past, too, that I was in bands with back in the day, just that were, like, fun things to do.
Yeah.
And it's just... It's different because I'm not used to playing with them, so, like... I don't know. I just... It's a different feel, but I feel like it makes me, like, more readable as a drummer where I can, like... Like, feed off, like, more, like, a variety of people instead of just, like, my bandmates, you know?
Yeah.
So that gives me, like, opportunity to do, like, other, like, things and, like, understand other musicians better.
That's awesome.
That's, like, well, that's, like, my look on it, I guess.
That's good, man. That's a good outlook.
So?
Having a variety of musicians to jam with is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I've always found that it just opens my mind up. And then when I go back to make my solo, like, stuff, I take shit that I pick up from those experiences.
Exactly.
And use it in my own shit. Like, it influences me.
Exactly.
In a good way. I, like, take the good parts.
I love whenever other musicians influence me. I really like that.
Right.
I love whenever, like, somebody actually, like, speaks to me. And I'm just like, fuck yeah. I'm like, you guys just did something awesome. Like, because, like, I don't know, because I feel like a lot of music doesn't stick out to me just because I listen to so much music these days.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just, I don't know. But, like, if something actually just, like, hits me, I'm just like, awesome. Fuck yeah. This song's dope. Like,
we have a song in Jangle Sheep. It's the first song on the EP. It says, "We are all just ants marching in the sun." And it's kind of, like, about that. That's what I take from it, is that it's, like, everything we do is based on the actions of the people before us,
right?
And what they created, and we're just building on that. And we're all just ants marching in the sun, like one by one by one.
Yeah,
and
I like that.
That's what it means to me. It's kind of like that's how life is. Like,
exactly.
So why can't you use an amalgamation of parts that you picked up from other people? Like, not necessarily their parts. Like, their musical,
right?
Like, I don't know, not their songs, but just like when I write like a song, it's based on shit that I've learned playing other people's songs. And I don't know,
that's super cool.
That's kind of how you have to do it.
I feels like Well, yeah. I don't have anything to say on that, no.
I guess you don't have to do it that way. You can just make up your own shit the whole time and never play anyone else's shit. But if you listen to a lot of music, it's hard not to. Mm-hmm.
And you can also, like, just subconsciously, like, play somebody else's, like, things without doing it. And then you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just gotta change that. I ripped them off.
Fuck.
Let's change that real quick. Like,
that sounds just like...
I love whenever I listen to a song and I'm like, this sounds like something else. And then I find a song that it sounds like, and then I'm like, yes, I knew it sounded like something. I'm not crazy. I did that a few weeks ago, and it made me really happy.
But sometimes I hear songs on the radio, and I'm like, this sounds just like that other song. How is that not them ripping them off? And sometimes it is. Sometimes, like, they actually sue. And, yeah.
Dude, I hate modern-day radio, except for, like, college radio stations.
College is okay. Yeah.
College radio stations are usually where
they're
it's
pretty
at.
Decent.
U of E station plays punk rock music on, like, Monday through Thursdays, usually, like later at night. And that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Like...
That is cool.
U of E's radio station a few years ago is the reason why I got back into Joyce Manor. Like, and they're a super good punk band. Like, they just played them one night, and I was like, holy shit, I totally forgot about these guys, because, like, I listened to them with my brother a long time ago, but, like, I forgot about them. Then I was like, damn. Fuck yeah. And now, like, I listen to him almost every day.
Yeah.
So, some radio stations have helped me out with my music choices, but some of them are super annoying, and they're either filled with people yelling at you to buy their cars.
Oh, man.
Or it's fucking just the dumb DJs making stupid noises and shit the entire time. I fucking hate it. Louis did a good skit on that on his show.
David Cross did a really good skit on that.
Did he?
Radio show guys.
Have you seen Documentary Now?
No.
Oh, it's like a satire about documentaries. It's super fucking funny.
Really?
Oh, what's his name? The actor. Oh God, fuck. He's one of the guys. Have you seen Hot Rod? Right.
Yeah.
That's
a great movie.
He's one of the guys in Hot Rod. The real tall dude in Hot Rod. What's his name?
The Andy Samberg?
No. He's part of his crew. He builds the ramps, I think. Fuck, what's his name?
I don't know. It's not Bill Hader.
Yeah, no, it's Bill Hader.
It's Bill Hader?
Yeah, the tall,
it's
like,
not
ugly
Danny
looking
McBride?
Dude. No, not Danny McBride.
Bill Hader? What is it?
It's called Documentary Now.
And it's Bill Hader?
It's Bill Hader, and the dude from Portlandia is in it as well.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a complete...
Fred Armisen?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's just a complete satire of documentaries, and it's fucking hilarious. Like, it's super dry, but I prefer dry. Can you like dry
humor? Oh, I like it, yeah.
So, I'd sit there. Like, last night I was watching it, and I was just dying.
That's awesome. So,
yeah, it was a good time. Awesome.
Yeah. I like shit like that as well. Oh, man. What time is it? It's 4:30.
4:30? I have to be at work at 5.
Oh, shit, really? All right.
Fuck my...
Well... Where can we find Farrington Drive's music when it drops?
We don't have anything online yet, but we will have music, I believe, on Bandcamp and YouTube, I'm assuming.
Okay.
We have a live set of our first 5 songs we ever wrote on YouTube.
Okay.
You can find the link on our Twitter page, which is at Farrington Drive. Okay. And... we don't have any others. I think we have a Facebook, and we somewhat use it.
Okay.
So there's that too. So if you're a Facebooker, you can Facebook us, but we're more active on our Twitter, I feel like. So,
yeah.
You know, but either way, it's going to be cool, and expect maybe something in like late June, July. Okay. If not, know that in like late August, September, there's going to be music coming out. So that's the news on Farrington Drive. And that mess with Fest.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
I think we're like playing at like 4 o'clock or something. I don't know.
We're playing at 9, so.
So it's gonna be fucking dope. Yeah, it's fucking gonna be a great ass time.
It is. Jangle Sheep, and then Thunder Dreamer, and then Mock Orange, at the end of the night. It's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah.
Thunder Dreamer's fucking great.
Right.
Mock Orange, legendary.
Mock Orange, bro.
It's like everyone's excited, man. Everyone I talk to about is excited about Mock Orange. They're just happy about it. I'm happy about it.
Dude, they're going to be killing it.
Oh, man.
They're going to be killing it so hard.
Fantastic.
It's good to have some old fucking punk rock in there.
Yeah. Right at the end. And yeah, that's the last thing. Be beautiful. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
For talking to me.
Of course.